Welcome to the Compass Podcast, featuring Chris Chandro and the Compass team. We hope this message is just for you.
I am not a tradition person. I think people who know me would say, you know, he's not terribly traditional. But when it comes to Christmas, there's no tradition better than opening presents. Am I right? Kids, opening presents, I mean, that's our jam. Am I correct? And so opening presents, that's the Christmas tradition that we're all about. And we kind of have this Christmas tradition that started even before we had kids. But now that we have kids, it has carried through with all of them. And what we do is we open presents in order of youngest to oldest. And what we do is we sort out all the presents, and everyone's got their stack of gifts in front of them, and then we go to the youngest, and they open all of their presents, which is awesome if you're the youngest. If you're the oldest, that stinks, right? But they unwrap all the presents, and then you go to the next kid, and they unwrap all their presents, and it's just a good, organized way. It's just kind of our present opening tradition. And when we started having kids, at least when we got up to two or three kids, it got interesting a little bit. When you got one, it's great because your first kid, and Kevin and Jane are having a baby, they're going to know this. Your first kid, they can do no wrong. I mean, any way they open presents is good. And you'll sit and watch them open presents for 12 hours. And it's just like, oh, aren't they? They're so smart. Look at, man, even how they open presents, they're just genius. But then when you have multiple kids, you start with your youngest. And Calvin is our youngest. I remember when Calvin was a baby. Like, you put the presents in front of the baby, right? If you've had a baby, you know this. You put the presents in front of the baby, and they look at it, and you go, okay, buddy, it's time to open your presents. Go and open your presents. And he goes, ka-ta-ka-pa-pa. Ta-ta-ta. And it's, okay, don't just hit it. We want to open it, okay? And here, let me tear the corner for you. And he's like, oh. And he, ha-pa-pa, and he hits it. And you're like, okay, buddy, but you got to tear the paper. You got to open it. And he's just slobbering on the present. But I'm like, you know, he's just getting it wet so that it's easier to get through that paper. Because he's so smart. Oh, what a smart baby. And then secretly, you're looking over at your spouse. And you're like, is our kid stupid? Oh, my gosh. And so by the time you get through the baby present, right, it's just like, it's half an hour through one present, and all the older kids are literally just like, they just want to punch the wall because they want to open their presents. That's what the baby's like. But then, like, so Calvin would be done, and then Trinity is his older sister. You'd get to Trinity, and I'd get Trinity her pile, and she'd have all her gifts in front of her, and I'd say, okay, Trinity, you get your present in front of you. Are you ready? She'd say, I'm ready. And I'd say, okay, now hold on a second. Let me grab my camera. And I'd turn around, and what was a second ago, a child holding a wrapped gift pleasantly in her lap, in a split second has become a child holding an open present with an apocalypse of Christmas paper just spread throughout the living room. And I'm like, what? What? It's like David Blaine came in and snapped his magical fingers over the gift, and it's just like, what just happened? And so the Christmas traditions are for us, the opening presents and seeing the young ones take forever and drooling on their gifts. And then as they get older, just demolishing Christmas paper like it's not even there. That's my favorite tradition about Christmas. But I think it's interesting, as we watch the videos and kids and even adults have been talking about their Christmas traditions, there's a word that everyone has said over and over and over again as they've been talking about them. They said the word we. We have Thai food for Christmas. You know, we get up and have fondue at midnight. We do this, we do that. And it's interesting that when you're talking about the holidays and you're talking to people about what are the traditions that you are excited about, the things that you value, things that are most important to you, all of those traditions have something to do with other people. And I think for most of us, it has to do with family. Which I think is interesting because a lot of times when people think about tradition or traditional things, at least this is how I kind of think of tradition or traditional things, I'm like, tradition, boring. You know, don't make me keep doing the same things over and over again. I want to do something fresh and new and exciting, and traditional is dumb. I want modern, and yeah, let's just do something cool. And yet, for all of us, when we think about Christmas traditions, it all is somewhat wrapped around, at least the traditions that we value and we think are important and fun, are traditions associated with family. Now, I don't think this is a surprise, especially when it comes to Christmas, because the Apostle Paul, who wrote a letter to a bunch of Christians in a city called Galatia, and the letter is captured in the New Testament called Galatians, and what he says to them is this. He says that at just the right time, so at the perfect time in history, at the perfect time for everyone to take notice and to be aware of what was going on, at just the right time, God sent his son. And he says this, God sent his son Jesus so that people could know freedom. so that you and me and people around the world and our families, that we could know freedom, that we don't have to be tied up and bound to, the things, our brokenness or the things that are in our lives that cause us scars, the things that people have done to us that have wounded us and scarred us, the things that we tend to do to other people that scar and wound them, that Paul says that at just the right time, God sent Jesus so that we could be set free. Now, it would be cool if he stopped right there. I mean, because anyone who's going to jail, anyone who's been sentenced in court and the judge says, okay, you're going to prison. If the judge said, but you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to set you free. I mean, that's enough. You could stop right there and say, great, freedom is all I need. But Paul goes on and he says this, that at just the right time, God sent his son Jesus so that people could know freedom. And then he says this, so that people could then be adopted into God's family. That means this, that Jesus came 2,000 years ago. That the Christmas that we celebrate was an event 2,000 years ago. And the reason that Jesus came was not just so that we could be set free from our hurts, from our brokenness, from the things that we do, that people do to us, and just that we could be free from that. That's great. But the real reason Jesus came is so that you and I could be invited into a brand new family, into a brand new relationship with God. Now, here's what that means. That means that you belong. That means that you, in your life, that you belong, that you have purpose, that God looks down on you and God's not mad. He's not looking down at you saying, man, I wish that you would just follow my rules and follow my traditions. See, God's not traditional either. God's about the traditions that are centered around family. And God's looking at each and every one of us, and he says this, I want to invite you into a new family where you belong, where you have purpose, where you can be loved, where there's nothing that you could do that would cause you to be separated from this family once you enter into it. There's nothing that you could do that could cause you to be separated from God's love. And for you today, that invitation stands right now, because that's ultimately what Christmas is. Christmas is an invitation to know God. It's an invitation to know a God that can be known. It's an invitation to know a God that genuinely loves you, that cares about your life, that cares about your struggles, that cares about what's happening, and that also cares about where you're headed. Because again, you belong in his family. And I'll just tell you this. What's so cool about this is that the invitation to be part of God's family, God's big picture family, comes with a guarantee, and that guarantee is this, is that there's a whole new world of traditions that he's excited about bringing you into. And again, God's not inviting you into a world of traditions of thou shalt do this or thou shalt not do this. God's inviting you into a world of traditions where we sit around and we go, oh my gosh, do you know what I love about being part of God's family? I love that there's always someone who's holding me up. I love that there's always someone who's there for me. I love that there's always someone I can turn to. I love that I know that I belong, that there's purpose for my life no matter what. I love that there's a family that I could never push away, that I could never drive away, because God loved me so much that at just the right time in human history, he sent his son so that we could know freedom, and so that we could be adopted as children into this brand new family. And today, you may be a Christian, and you may be a church person, and this is your jam, right? Today's your bread and butter. You're like, yes, Christmas, I love it. And you may not. You may be here today and like, church, you're not a Bible person. You're not, Christianity, you think that's cool. And man, I'll just say, I'm super glad you're here. And I want to give you permission to absolutely disagree with everything that I'm saying, because you have it. But I will tell you this, whether you agree or disagree, the invitation for you, for your life, it stands. And you are welcome and invited to be part of something new, something exciting, something transformative, a new family that you can be a part of today.
Thank you for joining us at Compass. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any questions about Compass or this message, contact us at our website, www.compassbn.com.